Great to speak to our good friend Steve Abramowitz once again. Steve, of course, is with the Mill Creek View Tennessee podcast. He is a part of an organized event coming up next week, sponsored by and presented by Brandon Lewis and Tennessee Conservative News. And both of these gentlemen join us on the show to talk about the scourge of illegal immigration and what we in Tennessee can do about it. Steve, welcome to the show. Brandon, welcome to the show. Glad to have you gentlemen on with us.
Matt Murphy,
glad to be here.
How are you?
Doing well, doing well. I'm glad to see that you guys are out and about next week regarding immigration, highlighting things that the state of Tennessee can do better and more of to stop illegal immigration in this state if our federal officials will not refuse to stop it at the southern border. Brandon, I want to start with you. Just talk to me about the impetus behind this organized rally and what you hope to accomplish as a result of it.
I'll be brief. You know, we are a tuning fork at the Tennessee Conservative News for GOP primary voters all over the state as the largest alternative news publication. And when we do surveys with clients, or not clients, I'm thinking of my other business. We do survey with subscribers that when they have to pick the number one issue they're concerned about being fixed at the state level, they pick illegal immigration at like 60% of the time as number one. And so that number one is critically important, but there's nothing really being done about it at the state level. When we ask our subscribers if they think that it's just a federal issue and that the state can't address it, which is what most rhinos will tell you, 99% of them, I mean 99% in a 1,600 person survey agree with that. And you only have to have about 300, Matt, to be relevant in a statewide survey. I used to do that in politics. But since we founded our publication, you know, Bill Lee put that illegal immigration center in our backyard here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where kids were molested and lost, and our reporting got it shut down. They've given professional licenses to illegals. That's the Republican supermajority in Bill Lee. They have brought bills to try to make illegal aliens police officers. That's William Lambert. Our reporting got that stopped. Dale Carr brought a bill that would have weakened E-Verify. We wrote an article. That bill got pulled before it ever got going. But every time there's been a bill to do the four things that we think would really stop illegal immigration in Tennessee, stopping the taxpayer funding of illegal immigration, which costs $577 million a year to Tennessee taxpayers, making E-Verify compulsory for all employment, cutting off the welfare benefits, and really penalizing the companies that mass transport illegals and putting them out of business in Tennessee, that's really what we need to be doing. And so we're having this Protect TN Borders rally to call attention to the fact that the GOP is not doing the will of the people.
I so appreciate highlighting the issue because I do think there's a, you know, it's one of my favorite phrases, Brandon, whistling past the graveyard. And I think there's a lot, even for good-minded people, there's a lot of whistling past the graveyard in the state of Tennessee with regard to this issue, because it's easier to suggest that, you know, if we elect the right people on the federal level, we can accomplish the task of that way, as opposed to trying to tackle it and do the heavy lifting on the state level necessary to protect the citizens of the state of Tennessee and beyond. At the same time, there seems in your reporting on the story, and you have a much greater basis of understanding of this than I do, just based on my amount of time in Tennessee, there seems to be, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but an insinuation of intent on the part of certain Republicans in leadership in Tennessee. In other words, it's not just that they choose to believe it's a federal issue. It's not just that they don't do the hard work to get these things passed and to go through the judicial process, because there would obviously be lawsuits as a result of some of this stuff, and that's fine. But that they actually want to do the opposite and they want to encourage illegal immigration. Is that, I mean, do you believe that?
Know it to be true. I mean, look at their track record. It's been 3 years, right? And if everything they have done has made it worse, and if every bill that has been brought it's been killed by Republican leadership, and if leadership hasn't even brought a bill, like all these bills that have been brought, Matt, have been brought by the few conservatives in the General Assembly that are relegated to obscurity. For example, Bruce Griffey was the last real warrior we had. Well, what happened to him when he brought four legal immigration reform bills and actually made us think about it? Cameron Sexton stripped him of his committees. And so when we see that 90+% of donations that come into Republican leadership's coffers, their campaign coffers, comes from outside of the district and from corporate special interests that's the illegal aliens as another client and cheap labor. I mean, we don't really have a GOP in Tennessee, Matt. We have a COP. We have a corporately owned party. Between the lobbyist mechanisms, the corporate welfare, I mean, you can see they can call a special session to give Ford Motor Company $2 billion, even though it lost $2 billion in its electric vehicle division. But they can't call a special session or do anything to actually address the one issue that Republican primary voters care about. I mean, come on.
So you're saying, Brandon, that Governor Bill Lee, for example, who was easily reelected the last time around, has pulled the wool over the eyes of this. I mean, so Tennessee voters are dumb to what his true intent is?
I think they are largely misinformed, or I would say low information. You know, Matt, most people go vote out of a sense of civic obligation and duty because they feel guilty if they don't, and they feel like they can't complain if they don't. But I could go outside a polling place, even a polling place, and ask, or even a gas station, ask, well, who's your state rep? Who's your state senator? And here's the other kicker. Name one meaningful piece of legislation that went through the Tennessee House last year. And I bet maybe only 1 out of 10 could even answer that question, because they're so caught up with watching 50 hours of not Fox News every week, listening to 200 hours of podcasts, reading the books. But they don't know what's going on right in their backyard, and they don't know what's going on in Nashville. I think most people see what Bill Lee does on social media, where he takes pictures of himself down at the border, where he says all these strong words, where he might even send a handful of troops down there, which is like peeing in the Atlantic Ocean.
But you're saying, I don't mean to interrupt your train of thought, but you truly believe, Brandon, that all of that's performative, that he is just a complete liar, he's a snake in the grass, and all of that is just a lie. You believe that?
If he authorized an illegal immigration center where kids were molested and lost, even though both sides of the House and the Senate opposed it, you can go look at the documentation. If he will sign bills to give illegal aliens professional licenses, and if every time there's an illegal immigration bill that's actually going to suppress illegal immigration gets brought, the governor sends his minions down there to lobby against it, I'll let your listeners.
More to the point, I mean, you bring up the border stuff and the fact that he's sending some in the Tennessee National Guard down to support Governor Greg Abbott. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not challenging you on any of this. I'm just fascinated with your belief structure. So you believe, without regard for a reelection, because he's term limited, that all of that's performative on the part of Billy?
Yeah. I mean,
why is he doing that? If he's not running for anything.
Well, he's doing it because of the image, right? Like, that is a large part of running for office. I've ran about 12.
No, he's not. No, Brandon, I don't mean to interrupt, but he's not running for anything else. So why is he doing that? Why is he doing that now if it's all performative, according to you?
I don't know what performative means, so I'm sorry.
You're saying he's lying to the people of Tennessee when he says that he's against illegal immigration. And you're saying that all of the stuff
I would rather, you cannot, that's not saying I really care about my kids. I really care about my kids. I really care about my kids. But you don't spend any time raising your own kids or handling your own household, but you'll send 50 tutors or 50 babysitters over to your neighbor's house for their kids. And that's really what Bill Lee's doing. Like, he'll go down there for a show. He could pass 4 or 5 laws that would demagnetize and suggest that it would completely demagnetize Tennessee this session. He could do it if he had the will. And I would think, in closing on this particular part about Bill Lee, you know, he is the worst governor we've ever had for small businesses. More small businesses went out of business during the pandemic than ever before. We're still dealing with the consequences. We were terrible narratives were pushed during COVID. In my opinion, Bill Lee's reign in Tennessee will be looked back on by historians as probably the worst governor in Tennessee state history.
And you may be right about
but,
it.
But that aside, you think he might want to try to rescue his legacy by at least doing something on this issue before he leaves.
Well, and you might be right about all of the things that you say. I'm just fascinated about the thought process, is why he would spend the time and energy and effort if his motivations are truly nefarious in terms of his desire to see more illegal immigration coming into the state.
Well, there's two ways to do it, right? You can do nothing if it's going on, right? That's the same as being complicit. It's like if you watch your neighbor's house get robbed and you don't call anybody and you don't do anything, and then it happens the next day and the next day and the next day. Well, maybe he really is a good person. He just is too lazy to dial the phone. But I'm just saying, he could do things in Tennessee. If he really wanted to change something about this, he could do what he's done with other things he really cares about. He could push them.
Well, I appreciate highlighting it, no doubt. I mean, Bill Lee aside, I mean, obviously he's one of the central figures within the Republican Party. But him aside, I mean, you've got good allies in the state legislative process and in the General Assembly that are willing to stand up, and many of them will be at the event next week. Talk to me about some of the elected officials that are stopping by, saying a few words, and promoting these four basic concepts that you've promoted at Tennessee Conservative News.
Steve, do you want to take this, or do you want me to take it?
Take it, bro.
Okay. All right. So we got Representative Janice Bowling. We've got Representative Jody Barrett, or not Representative. We got Senator Janice Bowling. We got Senator Mark Pody. We got Representative Jody Barrett and Gina Bulso, Brian Ritchie, Steve Abramowitz. We've got Pamela Furr, who you know from AFP, me, Steve. We've got Chris Spencer, who is running against Farrell Hale in the Senate as a Senate candidate, the conservative Senate candidate. So we're going to have a good group, and we've got Moms for Liberties coming out. They changed their legislation day to be there with us. So we're going to have a big crowd. We've already got like 250, almost 300 people registered, and I know we'll have more show up, I hope. You know, you never know how these things will go. But my hope is, Mr. Murphy, just like when Matt Walsh came down and gave Tennessee a black eye over the transgender surgeries, the leadership ran out into that limelight and passed the bill that they had killed, that Janice Bowling had brought, that would have stopped it 2 years ago. And sometimes these guys know what they need to do, and they know what's right. But if they're not politically embarrassed, they just don't do anything. They just don't do anything. And we've seen it time and time again. It's the same thing that happened with the medical freedom special sessions. They weren't going to do anything until people started raising hell. They were going to keep us locked up forever. And so we've just got to get ahead of this stuff if we want things to change.
Well, I appreciate anything that will draw further attention to what's going on the southern border. I mean, I truly believe it's the most direct existential crisis that we face in Tennessee and around the country. If we dilute our ability to vote our conscience and elect those that will best represent us, whether it's been in the General Assembly or in the halls of the United States Congress in Washington, D.C., while they continue to dilute that and utilize our resources as a result, we continue to be the bearers of the brunt of that suffering. And Steve, let me ask you, I mean, obviously, your association with Brandon Lewis, your association with Mill Creek View Tennessee Podcast, well established. Talk to me about what your hopes are, Steve, what you want to accomplish from the rally. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we want to draw attention to this thing, but anything more specific for you?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for asking. We have two people here, right? We got Brandon, who focuses, hyper-focus on the state of Tennessee, the borders of Tennessee. That's his deal. If you go to his website, you're going to see a lot of that. My perspective obviously comes from an out-of-towner. I've been here almost 2 years. I've been an observer of all things conservative, all things Tennessee, and that includes making mistakes that if you don't conservatize or republicanize them, it won't be the reddest of red states like it has been. For example, for the last 12 years, there's been a 52% decrease in the homeless veterans in the country. All right. That's my perspective. The country, not just Tennessee. But in the last year, we had a rise of 7.4% in veteran homelessness. Well, Tennessee spent $1 billion to house, educate, EMT. You go down the list. I got a beautiful graphic. I think I gave it to you last time we saw each other, that shows $1 billion went to illegal immigrant services. That's money that shouldn't have been spent there. It could have been spent on vouchers for private schools. It could have been spent on anything. And so to Brandon's point about how Governor Lee and the legislature haven't done the right thing, they've misallocated our funds, our taxpayer funds, on people who shouldn't be here. And what happens when you do that? Yes, it's not everybody. They're not 100% bad, but you're going to get somebody who moves from New York's custody to Georgia to join his gang member friend and bash in a woman's head on the University of Georgia campus. that's a crime that should never have happened because that person should not have been here, nor should his two brothers. But in my new state, Tennessee, is to talk to the only people that I know so far that represent these true conservative values, Matt Murphy, Chris Hand, and Pamela Furr, and Brandon Lewis. Where's the Tennessean? Where's ABC, NBC, CBS? Where are all the other people that are also citizens of Tennessee to say, let's not act like D.C. or California or Washington State, where in California, homeless people can get free health care and now free loans for housing while veterans are going homeless. Let's make everyone else act like Tennessee. But Tennessee first has to act like Tennessee, the truest and best republic that Thomas Jefferson said and had, you know, a constitution that defends its citizens. That's why we volunteer to keep it Tennessee. So that's why I'm involved.
Brandon, I only wish that your rally was at a different time so I could be there. But sadly, I mean, I get it. I understand that you've got to attract the maximum amount of people. I have a little job to do while you'll be at the rally, but I will be there. In spirit. Look, I look forward to perhaps talking about, time limitations prevent us from talking about some of the specifics of what you believe the four different things that we can do. And I think you've presented it on Tennessee Conservative News, the four different things that we can do as Tennesseans. I'm all in favor of the E-Verify. I want every employer. I know that small business owners say that it would be a burden on them. I'm sorry for that, but the importance of making sure that they're hiring legal aliens or legal people, legal citizens is far more important. I'm all about the various planks of this. I think some of them will be a little more difficult for the state to accomplish than others because of some Supreme Court rulings that have come down. But we can get into some of those details at a different time. The biggest takeaway that I want people to leave this interview with is that I'm happy that there are people having these discussions, reminding fellow Tennesseans that there are more things that our General Assembly can do. And if they focus on these issues, they can accomplish some of these things to help at least protect Tennessee as best we can while the federal government goes to hell in a handbasket, frankly.
1 o'clock, March 20th, Capitol steps. We'll hear from all of these wonderful speakers who are actually true lovers of Tennessee beyond what we could ever hope to see in a California or a Washington state where they're taking away your natural gas, or Denver, where they're asking residents to open their homes to migrants and not calling them illegal aliens, or the federal government flying 230,000 around.
Oh, so gross.
Like Venezuela, where they emptied their jails. This is like the Cuban, you know, boat lift way back in the day that sank Carter. So Tennessee has a chance here to do the right thing, to be the most conservative, the most Republican state of all 50, and it's not hard. It isn't hard. It's polls very high. It's a win-win. Who knows the real reasons why they vote no for these things, but the answer is the voters want it. So come out on the 20th. I know it's middle of the day. You'll be working. Maybe send a remote and do it live. I'd love to see you. But bottom line is, if Tennessee doesn't do it, nowhere will.
Brandon, thank you for stopping by. Let's get together sometime and we'll talk further about it and any other thing that you want to discuss. I appreciate getting to meet you via the phone and we'll talk again, friend.
Well, and for your listeners, listen, you've got a man here that is willing to actually talk about this issue on the airwaves. This is an untouchable subject and only the real conservative hosts will even touch it in Tennessee. And so I appreciate you, Matt, for having the bravery and the courage to bring this to people's attention when so many others wouldn't.
Well, I'm happy to. I mean, and even look, I am a big believer that if we agree on 99 out of 100 things, then we can advance the ball in terms of conservatism or libertarian. We can advance the ball for the benefit of the state of Tennessee far more so than those that are just going to sit on the sidelines and pretend they can't do anything about it. And that is why I appreciate your rally so much and why I appreciate the conversation so much. Thank you, Brandon.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you as well with Mill Creek View. And we'll see these guys next week on the 20th as they join so many down at the Capitol steps.